Zok de elegem Mishnah weiter mit sechtes Kisubais, Perig Zayin, Mishnah Yod. The elu she koifin oisan lehoitzi. Some husbands are going to be forced to send out their wives, to divorce their wives. We feel that the problem that they have makes it that we can't blame the wife. It's not shaykh to live with such a person. Mukashchin says about tenura means a mitzayda. It's something she can't be soivel. Ubal poilipus says about tenura, a terrible odor comes from this person's nose. Vehamakametz. This person does not have a pleasant job. He gathers together the manure of dogs, which people need to process hide, skins, or sometimes they actually use it as a kind of detergent. Vemetzarif nechoshes, he goes into mines to mine copper, comes up with a terrible odor. The Meiri explains, because as they're mining the copper from the earth, there's a reyach ra that comes out of the earth, and that kind of sticks to the person. Vabursi, that's a person who works in a tannery. There is no difference whether he did these things before they got married or it only started afterwards. The chiddush being, even if he did it beforehand and the woman knew about it, she said, no, I can deal with it. And now she says, I thought I could, but I can't. We believe her. As the Mishnah explains, V'al kulon, in regard to all these cases, Omar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir said, Afal pisha hisna ima, even though he clearly made a tenai with her. And she said, yeah, in spite of this, I'm going to marry you. Yecholi shetoyimna, she can later say, Chagameit, I thought so. Svura hayisi, I thought, shana yecholi lekabel, I'd be able to be soivel this, I'll be able to tolerate this, ve'achshav eini yecholi lekabel. Now I say, I can't live with it. So really, Rabbi Meir is adding here that not only she knew about it beforehand, but they sent in and said, you realize what you're getting into, and on this condition you're getting married? And she said, yes, yeah, she was clearly maskim to the tenai. She says, I thought so. Now I can't. The Chachamim say, no, can't change your mind. Mekabelasi al karcha. She has to be mekabel this even against her will. We will not force him to send her out. You said you could take it. Really, as a machloikus in the Rishonim. Some say the Chachamim are referring to some where she knew about it. If you knew about it before and you got married, you can't change your mind. Some say, that's the sheet of the Rajba, the Chachamim are only arguing in the case of the Tanai. Some say she knew about it beforehand. Okay, she thought she could, she can't, you can't blame her. But when they explained it to her, and he said, on this condition, I'm marrying you, that under these circumstances, it's going to be difficult, and she says, yes, I'm a Kabul to tonight, that's when the Chachamim says she can't change her mind. Does this apply to all cases? No, says the Mishnah. Chutz me Mukashchin, the exception of the case of the Mukashchin, here he's Mechuyev to divorce her, even if they both want to remain together. And they Shememaktai. Because by staying together, it causes his flesh to disintegrate. So they're not allowed to stay together. Maisa b'Tzidon, there was a story in the city of Tzidon. Tzidon is where today is Lebanon. Tzidon. I think it's the oldest city on record. B'Bursiecha, there was a tanner. Shemes, who died. He died without children. And he had a brother who was also a tanner. Amu Chacham, the Chachamim said, she doesn't have to marry him. Yechayli Shetamah, she can say, I, the Yavim, is going to tie, and my brother was also a tanner, and you were Saivalit. She can say, L'achicha ha'yisi yechayli l'kabel, I was able to tolerate this condition in your brother, L'cha eini yechayli l'kabel, but I can't tolerate it in you. What should I do? So in our Mishnah Yod, we learned the cases where we forced the person to send her out, and, by the way, to give her ksuba. In most cases, it's only if she wants. Mukashchin. When her attaches a mitzayra, this baal poilifus, erech achoitim comes out of him. The mekametz, the one who gathers soyas kelovim, the manure of dogs for parnasa, or he mines copper or a tanner. And this is whether this condition was in place before they got married or even afterwards. Not only that, Dr. Meir, even if he beferish made a tanai, and she said, yes, I can deal with it, and now she says, I can't, we believe her. The chachamim say, no, she has to accept these things. If she was mekablet upon herself, and she has to accept it. This argument, I thought I could accept it. Now I can't. No, you can't change your mind. As Machlokes here, if it means Stamazay, she knew about it, that's where the Chachamim say she can't change her mind. Or only when she made it clear to now, yes, I'm accepting it. Could be it's only then the Chachamim say, no, now you can't change your mind. You were warned and you were told. The exception is the case of Mukashchin because it's dangerous. Gemara tells us there was a story in Tzidon. but a woman that was married to a tanner. He died without children. The brother, the Yavim, was also a tanner. She says, I can't deal with it. She could say, for your brother I was able to, and for you I can't.